Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, guys, I'm so excited. Welcome Kelly Sturtevant to this interview series, which has been so much fun. Kelly, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited you're here. So for those of you who are wondering, why is it that we wanted to talk to Kelly specifically about Facebook ads? Kelly is one of the few people in the history of our business that I have ever trusted to run our ads, and not just run them, but write copy with my voice, which can be intimidating and scary for a business owner. I also know too that oftentimes as business owners, we kind of like get nervous about hiring someone else to do the love making in our business, which is advertising. And Kelly is one of the only people I have ever trusted with this process. So Kelly, I would love for you to share a little bit about some of the wins that you've had for clients, because I know you've had some really great wins on the ad side of things.
Yeah. Some of my most recent wins, I've mainly worked in the webinar space, most currently, and a lot of my webinar clients, the goal is to get people to schedule a call with their sales team because they have high ticket products or services afterwards. So recently we had a client that we generated 12 booked calls on less than $2,100 ad spend for a $5,000 mastermind. So that was one of my favorite ones to work with. We also had a digital product. We achieved 4x ROAS on the digital product. And then, of course, the ads that I love to run for you was we managed to reduce your cost to acquire a client, or pardon me, a customer into a membership. For I think it was more than $10, we dropped that cost onto it. So,
and that's a huge difference, especially at scale. So Kelly, I absolutely love the way that you show up. One of the things that I love seeing is that you approach Facebook ads in two ways, it feels like. It feels like it's part the foundations of great advertising. And then there's also a part of you that's always looking for something different. For example, I remember you created an ad that was the new swipe right. And it was like the Tinder thing. You worked with a graphic designer and it looked like the new swipe right. It was basically that joke on Tinder, but on Facebook ads. And so my question is, like, what is your approach to Facebook ads and what are you seeing working in 2020?
My approach is kind of basic. I know when people hear of ad specialists, they can kind of get overwhelmed with what we offer. And I like to take a more simplistic approach. So the goal is, how can we get someone to join our email lists or join our webinars or buy our products and services? But how can you get that brand awareness out so that people know who you are and can know, like, and trust you? Mm-hmm. So I like just keeping it very basic with, I always find that images that are of personal profiles work really well because it's the first touch point people have with the business if you're the face of the business. But I like a fun approach. I like to tell a little bit of a story woven through, kind of hit those pain points in a way that audience members can relate to it, so that when they see it in their scroll, they're like, wait a minute, that actually sounds like me. And this is what I need to do to hop on this train, especially when it comes to any kinds of trainings or whatnot that is going to get people into the door. So I like simplicity. I don't like making it more robust than it really needs to be. It really isn't difficult to have converting ad campaigns on a most basic and simplistic level.
I absolutely love that you went there, because sometimes I get really fed up with, like, the shiny tactics in this entire industry of marketing, when truth be told, like, marketing really is about the foundations. great copy, meets great creative, meets wonderful targeting. You are phenomenal at all of these, Kelly. And I say that because I know that you're not the first to brag on yourself, but I've seen your work firsthand and it's absolutely amazing. Can you tell me a little bit about what some of your favorite ads to create have been? I know you've tapped into some serious creativity, but also into the simplicity of the basics that many people overlook. What have been some of the coolest campaigns that you've put together?
One of them was actually one I did with you. We used, you had an image of you and your daughters in a fairy tale scenario. And the copy was kind of relating to that fairy tale once upon a time type of story to it. And the great part about that one was we actually touched on audiences that you hadn't ever considered working with before. And it actually proved to convert. So even with the copy, I like to kind of look at the targeting as a way to really bring out those different audiences for. So that was one of my favorites to do, was working with that type of imagery. Most recently, I just did an ad campaign for a client where we told her story as the, you know, overworked business owner trying to make it. And the story just, it was simplistic in nature, hitting what she struggled with, and to be able to flip it around to hit those pain points for her audience to relate to her and to want to join her webinar. So those are two of my favorites that I quite like.
I love that so much. Now, a lot of people, like I said, they teach like this whole concept or preach or walk it, whatever, of like shiny object syndrome, even within their own ads. And I feel like they're making some huge mistakes and missing opportunities for consistency. What are some trends that you see with Facebook ads where you're like, I'm actually really excited for that to no longer be a trend?
One of my pet peeves, I know it's one of yours, is the bro marketing angle. So the pictures of flashy cars and mansions and, you know, hot vacations and all that kind of thing. I think this one is starting to finally reach its saturation point. People are like, I've had enough. Stop telling me how terrible my life is and why I need to jump on your bandwagon. So that's one I really want to end in a big way. One of my other ones is in a video form. There's certain videos out that, I don't know, and it might just be my thoughts behind it, but they're so flashy and in your face that it's, in one sense, it, you know, it does make you stop the scroll, but it's so annoying and angry that it's a big turnoff for me. I just can't stand those bold, like epileptic type advertisements that go out.
I feel like they could get sued for those, to be honest. Like, you have to have a trigger warning for sure.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Okay, so here's a question I have, because I know some people are going to watch this and be like, oh, wait a second. Like, I don't know where to start with Facebook ads. What does someone have to have in place before they start running Facebook ads? What are the bare minimums that you recommend?
So there are three things that I recommend. One, do you have a product or service or offer that you can direct people to? So if you don't have an offer, probably not the smartest choice to have ads running to. It's not going to do you any good. If you do have a product, service, or offer, do you have an audience to sell to? This one seems kind of counterintuitive, but you can't just say, I want to sell to anyone who wants to buy my products and services. It just doesn't work that way. Be very specific on who that audience is. What are their likes? What are their dislikes? Where are they hanging out online? Who are they following? These are the questions that will allow you to be able to run your ads to them and be able to make sure your ads are optimized for conversions. And then finally, do you have a budget in mind? Now, this one always gets asked, what kind of budget should I have for my advertisement? It's a loaded question. And it is very personal depending on the business. But my answer is, whatever your budget is, be willing to take it to Vegas, throw it on the roulette table, and walk away. If you can't do that, then you're not ready to run Facebook ads.
You guys heard it here. That is one of the best things I've ever heard when it comes to advertising. Holy cow. Kelly, that is gold. So good. Okay, one last question for you. And how does someone know that they're ready to start outsourcing ads versus trying to tackle it themselves?
when a business gets to the point that A, you don't have the time or energy to handle it yourself, but you understand how ads work and why you need them, B, you're growing and your offers are converting and you just don't know how to make that next level scale, these are signs that it's time to bring in a professional to handle that for you. When you're still learning and you still don't have quite enough ad budget to really make that effect, then those are still things that you can work with either more of a beginner level or continue learning it on your own to have a really good understanding of what the work goes into when you do hire out that professional.
So good. Now, I know you have a few resources that can support people, whether they're looking at potentially outsourcing ads or they're looking into how do I use organic social media and tie in those audiences to my ads. Can you share with us two different resources? I know you have these, they're awesome. What are those two resources and where can people find them?
Sure. My first resource is my viral content swipes. This is the basis of learning how to build that organic social media presence that'll help you to catapult your advertising efforts down the line. This is a great way to just start to build up that page engagement so that when you do have an audience, you actually have people you can sell to and they're already warm and receptive to you. This actually gives you the option too when it comes to running your ads. You can build a lookalike audience from them.
Love that.
And the second one is my case study, I believe. You can learn more about me and the results that we got from one of our clients. And that one will kind of walk you through how we did that procedure for those ads.
It's absolutely awesome. This is how she took a client's $49 per month offer, right? And made it instantly profitable using Facebook ads. Grab that case study. We will link to that either above the video, beneath the video, or in the show notes at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. Kelly, thank you so much for joining me. This has been awesome.
Well, thanks for having me. It's lovely.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys grab those resources, that case study, and that awesome viral swipes content, basically like vault. I will catch you guys later. Bye, everyone. Oh,